The Church Media Podcast, episode number 94, how to take your audience on a journey. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media productions in the church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world. Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now. At 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, church media coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to episode number 94 of the podcast. I'm Carl. We've gotten some great feedback from you guys that you're digging the content that we've shared the past few weeks, so thank you very much. Keep those comments rolling on in. You can email me directly if you want to. My email is Carl, C-A-R-L, at 1230media.com. That's the word 12, the word 30, the word media spelled out, Carl at 1230media.com. This week on the show, we're going to talk about how to take your audience on a journey. I'm going to give you six things to think about when creating a dynamic service flow. And later in the show, I'm going to talk specifically about transitions, which I feel is one of the secrets to a great worship service and one major ingredient in taking your audience on a journey. That's all coming up after we share this resource that you can use at your church. Check this out.
And now, your church media resource of the week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
Hey there, this is James Wassum from Great Church Sound with your church media resource of the week. When it comes to dialing in the sound quality, a lot of churches have decided to use in-ear monitor systems instead of stage monitors for their worship team needs on the platform. In-ear monitors can work great for reducing the volume level on stage and clearing up the sound in the room, but you need to make sure you're using good headphones or earbuds if you're going to use this type of approach. Here are some quick suggestions for in-ear monitors that might work for you, depending on your needs and budget. For a super cheap option, try the Mi Electronics Sportfi M6 earbuds. The Shure SE215 series is a great all-around option for a mix of quality and value. And Ultimate Ears and Westone make some great-sounding custom-molded ear monitors. Just do some research and make sure you get the right earphones for the right person. A bass player or drummer will likely need a different set of earbuds than a singer or keyboard player.
For more free resources for your team, visit 1230media.com/training.
Welcome back. This week, I'm sharing with you how to take your audience on a journey. All right, let's dive in. Here we go. Your Sunday worship service is the hub for other activities at your church. It's the main event. It's the gathering for your entire church. So it would make sense that you would want to pour the most energy, the most time, and the most money into creating this experience. It's also the event that you should spend most of your time planning. Your Sunday worship gathering is where you invite guests to. It's where you teach. It's where you preach and worship the most. In creating the flow of your worship service, you are creating the experience for the people that attend. In placing elements of your service in the order that you want, you determine the journey in which they go on. So, how can you make it dynamic? How can you make it exciting, cohesive, memorable? All right, I'm going to give you six tips for creating a dynamic or cohesive service flow. Number one, plan ahead. I know that a lot of your planning as a church media director is reliant upon your senior pastor working ahead. I've been there. When I speak to groups of pastors, this is one of the main things that I challenge them on, but you can take some initiative and be proactive in planning with your senior leadership. Don't be afraid to let them know what you need to to be successful. After all, you're all after creating an amazing experience. Be sure to plan your services far enough in advance for you to be able to prepare teaching content, produce video elements, prepare your band and musicians, go to press on printed materials if you need to, and everything else you need for Sunday. Planning is a crucial piece of preparing for a dynamic, engaging service. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. The same Holy Spirit that can change your plan spontaneously on a Sunday morning is the same Holy Spirit that will guide you as you plan your services. Does the Holy Spirit change your mind in the moment? Yes, sometimes. But that shouldn't be every Sunday. God is not a God of disorder. He's going to be with you in the planning stages as well. So if you're on a Sunday, will the Holy Spirit change your mind and you need to go into another chorus or sing another song? Yes, that will happen occasionally. But don't let that be the norm. Prepare with the Holy Spirit ahead of time. And don't blame the Holy Spirit for your laziness or your procrastination. All right, I just dropped the mic there. All right, number two, remember that your service should be an experience that you take your audience on. From the moment someone drives into your parking lot to the moment they drive away on a Sunday, you must take them on a journey. The experience even goes outside your auditorium. During your actual service, don't just sing a handful of random songs and preach a message where nothing really connects and isn't cohesive. Think through how every element affects every other element in and around your service. Here's an example of a journey that someone could go on a Sunday morning at your church. Okay, I'm a little old school and I'm a big movie buff. So here's what we're going to do. Let's say you did a message series on God at the movies. Massively popular in churches today, a God on film, a God at the movies type series, where you take popular movies and wrap a spiritual truth around the idea of a movie. Several churches have done this, New Spring Church, North Point, my buddy Justin Trapp at Ministry Pass has got a full series kit on this. We've produced some of at the movies or God on film type series before. The church I'm attending now is in the middle of that series. A lot of churches have done this. But let's say you did a Sunday using the movie Back to the Future, okay? I have the mic. I'm going to choose one of my favorite movies. And we're going to go with Back to the Future, okay? Let's say you use that movie to talk about how our past doesn't define us and how Jesus can free us from our past and give us a hope for the future. See what I did there? Here are some ideas to set your environment around your worship service. When pulling into your parking lot, you could have your parking volunteers wearing orange jackets like the character Marty McFly. You could have movie score music or the Back to the Future soundtrack playing on outside speakers in and around your atrium as people walk into your building. You could have guys doing skateboard demos in a sectioned-off area outside near your entrance, especially for kids or youth. Know anyone that owns a DeLorean or a similar vehicle that they had in Back to the Future? You could have it on display at your entrance. You could have your greeters wear name tags with their name and birth year on it, like John Smith from 1955, something like that. In your atrium, you could have popcorn stands with fresh bags of popcorn. You could have photo booths with people dressed up as iconic movie characters. You could have movie marquees, red carpets, movie posters, and memorabilia all around. Your pre-service loop on your screens could roll movie trivia or have your church announcements in the style of slides or trailers that you would see on the big screen. You get the idea here, and you might be thinking that you can't do all of these ideas, but you could do some. I'm just trying to get you to think beyond your normal scope of thinking. You could even create a staff or volunteer leader role of weekend experience coordinator that could lead a team of people to take, let's say, $300 a week, something like that, or whatever is doable for your budget, and lead the charge of creating awesome environments surrounding your service. All right, so now let's talk through some possible a possible service flow inside your worship service, okay? You could start with a countdown, and your countdown could have movie trivia, movie clips, or quotes from the movie that you're featuring that day. The cover song, you could do a cover song right out of the countdown, and that could be, let's go with our Back to the Future theme, you could do Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. If your church doesn't mind doing cover songs or performance pieces, you could do something similar to that, or the big song from the movie that you're doing. Then you could roll into your church announcement video package. You could do that in the style of a movie trailer with a movie voiceover. This could promote a church event or ministry. So you could do little segments that say stuff like, coming this summer, kids will play, parents will be free, lives will be changed. Kids camp, only at Life Church. Something like that. Okay? So, and you can pick those voiceovers up real easily from a source called, a source like voicetalentnow.com or voice123 or my buddy Joe Szymanski over at churchvoiceover.com. These are great places to get voiceovers for real, real cheap if you need it. Okay, then you could go, after your church announcement video, you could go into your welcome and prayer time. A greeting from a pastor on staff. They could come out with a prop. Let's say we're in the Back to the Future theme again, and they bring out a flux capacitor. Or they could come out wearing the big helmet that Doc Brown was wearing in the movie. He could come out even dressed as a character from the movie. You get the point here. There's this movie theme all the way through. Okay, you could do a set of two or three worship songs. These could be God-honoring songs, but they could also relate to the topic of being free from our past. Songs like Whom Shall I Fear? Or God of Angel Armies, the Chris Tomlin song. It has the lyric, I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. You could do old hymns like Because He Lives. Here's a line from that song. Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow. All fear is gone because I know He holds the future and life is worth living because He lives. You could do Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. The line there, my chains are gone, I've been set free. So this is all the theme of not living in your past, being set free, and living in your future, living for what God has in store for you. So you could choose God-honoring songs, but they're also related to your topic that day. Then you could roll into your sermon bumper, and this is a 30 to 60-second piece with content from the series messages that you're going to be preaching on. You could use clips from the movie that you're in, Back to the Future or other movie that you're in. You could use it in the bumper. Then you would go into the message from your pastor on, if you're doing Back to the Future, on how your past doesn't define you and how God gives us a hope for the future. You could come back after the message and do a reprise of the song, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. You could do an invitation and dismissal right here. And then as people are leaving, on your screens on the way out, you could have your announcements, your movie trivia again, or something fun related to your series. Okay, and I'll post that example flow on the show notes page for this episode. So be sure to check that out. It'll just give you some ideas on how to make your service flow and how to take your audience on a journey. Now, if you're thinking you don't have the resources for the media content for your screens that I mentioned, think again. At 12:30, we can work with your staff to create custom media content like pre-service loops, countdowns, sermon bumpers, and other content tailored specifically for your series or your event. Now, I'm not trying to make this sound like a big sales push here, but I do want to let you know that it's available to you. We do that. We're really affordable. You can get a 30-second bumper from us for $3.99. So you're talking $400 or $500 for a sermon, a bumper. You can do your whole series with us. We'll do a full build out for $1,000, $1,200, something like that. So super affordable. And just think, let's talk big numbers for a second. If you do your whole series build out for let's say $1,000, okay? And we spread that across the year. You do 12 series a year. You're looking at $12,000, okay? So you're probably going to pay a staff member, you know, a junior staff member is going to make $20,000 to $25,000 a year. Your video guy, your full-time video guy is probably going to make between $30,000 and $50,000 a year on average. So if you come to us and we do your entire series build for $1,000, $1,500, something like that, you're looking at saving half your budget on a staff member already. So why not go with a source like 1230 or our friends at Ministry Pass or something like that, where you know, we can build your series from scratch based on what you want to do, and it's real affordable too. So sales pitch over. I'm not trying to push our services too much, but I do want to let you know that it is affordable. It is out there. Okay, so number three here is think through transitions. So we'll talk more through this later in the show, but I do want to include it on this list because it's so important. Once you have your service flow or order of service in place, you want to spend some time during the week thinking through and talking through how each element of your service will transition to the next. You want to make sure that each element flows seamlessly into the next element in your service. There shouldn't be any lag time between elements. People should know where they need to be when. So all the people that is involved in your experience, your stage people, your band, your greeter, your pastor, your production people, they all need to know where to be when to make transitions pretty seamless. Okay, number four, know what you do well. What works at other churches may not work at yours. Know what you do well and do it well. Don't try to be something that you're not. If you're a more traditional style church, that's fine. Do it well. If you're a band-led with a concert feel kind of church, do it well. Be comfortable in who your church is. If your pastor's not a good actor, don't have him act. If your worship leader's not a good prayer, find someone else in the band that might be great at that. Don't add elements to your service flow that don't make sense for your church or your context either. Whatever elements you do land on, make sure that you do it well. Don't look at the church down the road and think, well, we have to do that because the church down the road's doing it. No, you don't. Be you. People can sniff that out a mile away that you're trying to copycat or be fake or trying something that's not you. So now don't be afraid to pull something out of your flow if it's not excellent either. Too many times we're worried about being too sensitive to people's feelings when it jeopardizes the whole experience for hundreds of people. Here's what I mean by this. Well, Miss Margaret prepared that solo for a week. You know where I'm going here. If it's not excellent and you have hundreds of people, sometimes thousands, that are experiencing your worship service, sometimes it's better if the solo doesn't happen or that element of the service doesn't happen to make sure that your experience as a whole is excellent. Now, use your best judgment here. Sometimes it's just not a hill to die on and just let it happen and just don't do it next time. Sometimes that's the right decision to make. But sometimes if it's just a train wreck in rehearsal, don't be afraid to pull something out of your flow. Okay, I know that's a sensitive issue, but just be aware of that. And I'm not saying don't care either. I'm just saying that sometimes there's a balance between disappointing one person and sacrificing the excellence level of your experience for hundreds and thousands of people. Know what you do well and do it well. Number five, don't tell them what's coming. Now, what's the advantage of printing your order of service? Why do you do that? Is it the way you've always done it? Is it to give credit to the soloist and to show people the names of songs? Let me encourage you here. Use your screens to accomplish this. You can use lower thirds or text on screen to let someone know who's singing. You can use lower thirds or full screen graphics to show the scripture passage your pastor is preaching from. You can use your social media or a small section of your bulletin to list the worship set list so that people can find songs if they want to. Or you could have one screen at the end of your service that loops, that is a list of your songs so that people can find them. You should definitely have some type of production sheet or service flow rundown sheet for all your onstage leaders and your production teams. But an order of service for the congregation is becoming an old school way of thinking. If I'm honest, most of the time when I looked at a printed order of service in church or at a local theater, at a play or something like that, it's to see what's left on the agenda before I can go home. Yes, two more songs and we're done. We're out of here. Cracker Barrel, here we come. So think through that. I mean, if you're doing it, then other people are too. I mean, it's almost a hindrance. So be careful of that. So I see a couple of advantages to not telling your congregation what's coming in your service. One, it creates anticipation. We all like a little excitement and suspense. Not knowing what's coming in the service adds an element of surprise and intrigue. And secondly, it cuts down on some printing costs. I would suggest still having a bulletin or a service guide or some kind of printed piece with your series graphic and a place for sermon notes, church announcements, links to your church's social media accounts, things like that. But I would not include an order of service in this handout if I were you. All right, number six is have a structure so you can deviate from it. Now, it's okay to have a base structure of your service flow. For example, and this is kind of what we walked through earlier, you can have a countdown, then a cover song, then a commercial or church announcement piece, your welcome and prayer, a worship set of 2 to 3 songs, a sermon bumper, a message, a performance song or invitation song, and then an invitation and dismissal. That's a possible flow that you could base your service on. And I would have a similar base format or a flow to your services so that you can deviate from it when you want to. I would not suggest you change the flow in big ways every week. I've been at churches that do this, that it's just a crapshoot on what we're doing that Sunday. And you don't really know until you look at the bulletin or you look at the rundown sheet. And it changes every week. I'm going to suggest that you not do that. That you have a base structure. Now, you might deviate from it every now and then or do one element instead of the other, but don't make big changes every week. This puts a strain on your production volunteers. I've seen it over and over as I've led volunteer production teams. If your team has to learn a new flow every single week, it gets confusing and it's hard for them to keep up. But if they know a pretty set flow, a pretty set order of service, then they'll execute it better. It really puts a strain on them, as well as the whole team, for knowing what's coming next and executing it well. Plus, when you deviate from your structure, it feels special or it feels different. For instance, you could change your order in drastic ways for Easter or Christmas or special occasions, something like that. This creates excitement where people don't know what's about to happen, and it creates memorable experiences. But if every single Sunday you do something different and you do this big dramatic change in your services every single Sunday, then when you get to the big holidays or big special events, then it doesn't seem that special anymore. Okay, so I hope these six tips help you as you're planning your service flow and creating weekly experiences at your church. I'm going to talk specifically about three things to help you have better transitions in your worship experience after this quick break. I'll be right back.
I remember one day I woke up and everybody had gone. I was abandoned, a child without parent. I became a beggar. I became a street boy. I walked to the city of Nairobi to get a new life. I was so happy. I have a family, I have a car, I had a dream. I want to do business.
He formed Mulewa's Agencies Limited. And then my dad had a monopoly in oil and gas.
It was my time. I was really tormented by these boys in the street. I saw faces of me, and I could not work anymore. I cried, why is it that God wanted me to take me back again? I will never, ever work for money again.
That's called total madness. That's what it is.
Dad says that he needed to sell everything and start helping the poor in the society, the children who are abandoned.
How do you let go of what you hold dearly? And how do you decide when to share your love?
Kenya was burning. We can't let this happen. We have to do something.
The children did not have food. If we don't step in, children are going to die. We had 3 children, 4 children, and the number kept on growing.
He said, welcome. This is your family now. These are all your brothers and sisters.
That is a miracle.
We are one family. We are one Kenya. When I remember that, I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, coming soon to theaters.
Welcome back. All right, let's talk transitions. Transitions are one of the most underplanned and overlooked pieces of worship services. They are key to a great service flow. So, let's start from the basics. What is a transition in your worship service? What do I mean? A transition is how one element of your worship service flows into the next. For example, how does your countdown flow into your first song? How does each song flow into each other? How does a song flow into a video element? I used to manage a radio station years ago, and in radio, the one thing you don't want is dead air. It sounds a little bit like this. Awkward, isn't it? In fact, you almost thought, wait, is something wrong? If you're listening to me in your car or something like that, you're like, whoa, did my phone turn off? Did the radio turn off? See, it makes the listener know that something is off in the studio. If I was doing radio, people would think, oh, something happened in the studio. Is my my radio's broke. Now, that may be forgiving for a few seconds, but if there's dead air for too long, they're going to tune out or tune off. Now, the same thing is true for transitions in your worship service. A bad transition is like dead air. People feel those moments in your experiences every Sunday if your transitions aren't tight. If after each element, your onstage leaders don't know what's coming next, or there are major lulls between elements of your service flow, eventually it gets kind of old to your congregation. Honestly, it looks like you don't know what you're doing. If the onstage person is, oh, wait, are you supposed to pray? I don't know what I'm doing. Now, sometimes that's funny, and if it happens occasionally, it's forgivable. Absolutely. But if it's every single Sunday, constantly, you look like you don't know what you're doing, to be honest. So your congregation feels that, and they get a little tired of it. I do when I'm sitting in the audience. I'll tell you the truth. They start tuning out, or they start turning off. You've lost their attention. They're doing something else. Okay, so here are 3 tips for helping you have better transitions in your worship service. Here we go. Number 1, think through transitions. Spend time during the week carefully looking at every element of your service. Think through how each element connects to the next element. Write it down even. For instance, write down, as we sing this line in this song, Pastor John needs to be making his way to the stage. Now, you'll get to where this kind of gets routine and you'll kind of know what you're doing, but maybe the first few weeks, write it down. Like, this is what happens from this element to this element. Think that through. Or something like, when I say amen, we need to hit this lighting cue and audio needs to go to this snapshot to prepare for the next song. Something like that. Now, if you have a service producer on staff or as a volunteer role, then this person can handle most of that and should be handling the bulk of that or making sure that transitions happen smoothly. But if you're in a church with a smaller staff, you as the media director should step up and lead this charge. You'll want to have a service planning meeting each week to talk through every element and every transition. So to prepare for this meeting, spend some time yourself thinking through how things are going to flow so that you can have talking points or questions for your meeting. I used to meet with, when I was on staff at New Spring, I used to have a weekly meeting with the worship leader. And we would sit right at the ProPresenter machine in our control room. And I would actually make notes either on a sketch pad that I would put into ProPresenter or actually on the ProPresenter slides. And I would say, I would walk through every song. Hey, how's this song starting? Is there any special guitar solos? I noticed that we have like three blank slides here. What's happening there? Oh, that's a guitar solo on electric guitar on stage left. Okay, awesome. So I would make notes of that, and I would actually make a slide label in ProPresenter. And I talked about this in a previous podcast episode with Paul Allen Clifford a few weeks ago about how to use slide labels to prepare your production staff a little better. So you can put in one slide, you could put a guitar solo in three slides. And as you're walking through that live, your ProPresenter operator sees that label and can speak it out loud on comm. They could, you know, just write loud, out loud on comm so that everybody can hear it. A guitar solo in three slides. And everybody hears that so that the director, the camera operator can get over to that guitar solo in the perfect amount of time to pick up that guitar solo at just the right time in the song. So I would meet with the worship leader to walk through things like that. We would walk through, okay, how's this song going to end and how's it going to go into the next song? Okay, well, I'm going to swell. Then guitar solo is going to hit, or there's going to be this big drum beat, and that's going to take us into the next song. Okay, cool. That told me I need a camera on the drums during that transition. Or I can go to him if he's saying something. If he says, okay, I'm going to talk over this transition. I'm going to say this and that and that. Okay, no problem. So I make a note of that, and I know that we need to hit the worship leader with our main camera. So it's really beneficial for you to think through transitions. So meet with your worship leader, meet with your team during the week, and walk through those things. I don't want it to be tedious or a long process. This meeting with the worship leader on my team took 15 minutes on a Thursday, right before lunch or something, so that I could work on it in the afternoon, and then we're done for the weekend. So think through that. Okay, so my meeting with my worship leader at New Spring leads me to my second point, is talk through transitions. Once you have your service flow or order of service in place, spend time during the week talking through how each element of your service will transition to the next. All your key people should be included in these discussions. So don't just include your worship leader. Include your pastor, your welcomer, other onstage leaders, representatives from audio, lighting, video, and other key people. So I would meet with my worship leader, and then we would have a larger group either on a Thursday afternoon or first thing Sunday or something like that, where we walk through just on paper, okay, here's how this is going to go. You do this in this transition, okay, when he says this line in the song, you're walking up there. Kind of, it doesn't have to be big and complicated, but kind of walk through each of those elements. And it's literally good to talk through every transition. So here's some more questions to consider. What time in the countdown is the band going to go out on stage? What are the first things that need to happen when the countdown hits zero? Who in the band is playing? Where are they located? What camera shots do we need to start on? What's your first lighting cue going to look like? How is the audio going to transition? What does the transition look like between the first song into your video, your church video announcements? How does the band end the song? What does the lighting need to look like? Is the house going to go full black? How much breathing room do you leave between the house going black and firing the video? How does the video end? Where in the video should your welcomer start coming to the stage? You get the idea here. I know I'm asking a million questions to get you to think through some stuff, but my point is make a good plan. Make sure everyone is in the loop. You don't have to ask a million questions every week, but I'm just giving you some things to think about. Okay, number three is train for transitions. Rehearse and practice your service. Do you have a run-through of your service for your band and production teams on Sundays? You should. Even in small churches with one service, a 20-minute meeting or a quick run-through to walk through the elements of your service, to check batteries and microphones, to walk through audio cues, lighting cues, test video elements, all that will help you in executing your service. And I recommend also not to jump around or cut too many things short. Run it straight through top to bottom. As much as you possibly can, run your entire service with no congregation in the room or very few. You might have members of your staff there, that sort of thing. But run your countdown. Run all your songs. Run your videos all the way through. Run through every point or scripture or element that your pastor is going to use. There have been plenty of times when I thought a video was good to go and there was something in the middle or at the end of it that was wrong. And I didn't see it before service because I skimmed through it during rehearsal. Oh, this is good. We'll just skim through it. No. Don't do that. Plan enough time to run every element. I promise it will help you. Plan time to do that on Sunday or we did it on Monday nights. We had a full run through on Monday nights with our full band and everything. We used it as a training night, and then we had a run through on Sunday as well. So transitions are a key element to any worship experience. The more you can think through them, talk through them, and train for them, the better your experience will be. All right, whew, that is it for this week. We put everything I've talked about today in the show notes for this episode. You can go to 1230media.com/094 to pick those up today. That's 1230media.com/094.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, you get me again. We're going to talk through how to create an exciting volunteer atmosphere. I'm going to give you several ways to bring your culture of volunteers to life, some community building ideas and some things that will make your spaces, your volunteer spaces, awesome to hang out in. That is next week on the show. Our podcast producer is my hero and yours, David Michael Hyde. You can find him online at davidmichaelhyde.com. It's a privilege hanging out with you guys each and every week. Go out there and create some incredible experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
Catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.